teaching dance routines to her fellow pupils. Carol worked in Lewis's wages office and had told Jackie she might be able to get a job in the store when she was ready, which would also be a great temporary measure. Carol got a discount on her clothes and makeup and always looked dead fab and trendy. Jackie envied her older sister, who was a mod and had recently had her light brown hair cut short like the model Twiggy. She wore spiky lashes and pale lippy and had told Jackie that her new boyfriend had a scooter. The pair belonged to a crowd that went to all the clubs in town. Jackie hadn't met the boyfriend, Alex, yet, but she aspired to be a mod too. Maybe he'd have a mate with a scooter who Carol could introduce her to. She wouldn't want her hair cutting short, though. She preferred to keep it long. Her friends at school often told her she had a look of Marianne Faithfull, with her blonde hair and dark blue eyes. It was her clothes that left a lot to be desired, Jackie thought. Apart from her school uniform, she'd hardly anything else to wear. She really needed something new before she was ready to meet a nice lad and start dating. She'd grown a few inches in the last 12 months, and the clothes Mam had made her last year were far too short now, even shorter than would be acceptable as miniskirts and dresses. Mam kept saying she'd get cracking and make her some new clothes, but finding the time to do it on top of her cleaning and sewing work was almost impossible, and Jackie didn't like to mither too much. Maybe Carol could ask if there was a Saturday job for her at Lewis's to be going on with, perhaps on one of the makeup counters. It would tide her over and give her a bit of spending money to treat herself. She'd try and see Carol soon. She could sneak a day off school and go into the city. Meet her in the Cardoma for a bit of dinner. If they lived in the same house, Carol would probably lend her something nice to wear. She may just take up her dad's invite to stay over at the new place occasionally at the weekend. Jackie! Mam's repeated yell broke her thoughts. I won't tell you again. If you're coming with me, you need to be ready in 10 minutes, tops. I'm waiting to go. Jackie ran down the stairs and stood shivering in the hall in her nightie. Mam, you get off. I need breakfast first, and then I've got some homework to do. I'll get the bus up to Knowsley this afternoon and take some flowers to Granny's grave. Shall I put some on Esther's grave as well? Esther was the late wife of her Mam's old boss, who'd been like a second grandma to Jackie when she was little. That'll be lovely, Chuck. Tidy them both up for me as well, if you will. But go before it gets dark. You don't want to be hanging around graveyards in the dark, and by the time you get back from Knowsley, it will be. We'll be able to get some daffodils to brighten the graves up in a week or two. Esther loved her daffs. So did me Mam. I do miss them both. Jackie nodded. So do I. Poor old Gran. It was a shame she went so quickly in the end. I know, love, but her memory loss was bad. Must have been so frightening for her at times, and she was in shock and pain with her joints. I don't think her body could take much more. Her passing was for the best. She's at peace now. Dora's mother had spent her final years in a nursing home, after being transferred from a residential home where she'd lived previously. A bump to the head a few years ago had set her on the road to losing her memory. Coupled with crippling arthritis in her knees and hips, it had meant she'd been wheelchair-bound for the last few months of her life. She'd been laid to rest in St. Mary's Churchyard in Knowsley Village, alongside her late husband and baby granddaughter Joanna, Carol's twin, who died shortly after birth. Dora handed Jackie a 10-shilling note. That should be enough for the flowers and your bus fare. I'll see you later, love. Okay. Don't forget I'm going over to Patsy's tonight. Jackie kissed her Mam on the cheek and closed the front door behind her. Jackie put 2 slices of Mother's Pride under the grill and rooted in the fridge for the margarine and marmalade. She made herself a mug of coffee and rescued the bread before it burned. Sitting at the little kitchen table, she buttered her toast and spread the orange marmalade thinly, her mind drifting to its usual dilemma. How could she get a career on stage when there was so little chance of her going to drama school after her exams?